Today we are going to look at supply chain resilience, and I want to focus on why it matters beyond the textbook definition. The first important idea is single-source risk. This helps explain why researchers pay attention not only to what we can see immediately, but also to the slower processes underneath. A second idea is inventory buffers. In many case studies, this factor changes the outcome more than students expect, because it affects several parts of the system at once. However, there is a problem, supplier mapping. This problem makes simple solutions less reliable, and it is the reason experts often disagree about the best response. One useful example is transport delays. It shows that a practical decision can look sensible in the short term, but create a different cost later if the wider context is ignored. When you listen to exam questions on this topic, do not just memorize terms. Listen for cause and effect, for contrast words such as however, and for examples that illustrate the professor's main point. To put supply chain resilience in context, researchers used to treat the topic as a simple chain of events. More recent work sees it as a network, where one change can influence several outcomes at the same time. A useful distinction is the difference between a visible result and the process that creates it. The visible result may be easy to describe, but the process is usually what exam questions test. Researchers normally collect evidence from several sources before making a claim. They might compare field observations, laboratory measurements, historical records, or interviews, depending on the discipline. There is a common misconception that one factor is always the main cause. In reality, the strongest explanation often depends on timing, location, and the scale of the example being discussed. In one case study, the early evidence seemed to support a simple explanation. But when researchers looked at a longer period of time, a second pattern appeared, and that changed the interpretation. For exam purposes, listen carefully when a professor corrects an earlier idea. Phrases like "that sounds reasonable, but," or "the problem with this view is," often introduce the answer to an inference question. Notice that none of these factors works alone. The point is not to memorize a list, but to understand how the parts interact and why the same process can produce different results in different situations. To summarize, supply chain resilience is best understood as a set of connected processes. Single-source risk gives us the starting mechanism, inventory buffers shapes the result, and supplier mapping explains why real-world decisions remain complicated.